Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. Quest of Truth by Julie K. Parrott is the true story of a woman facing her desires on the journey to being honest with herself. Donna had it all. She was a much-loved daughter, sister, friend, a devout Catholic who chose to serve as a nun. 3 years in the convent led Donna to a career in nursing. A marriage and five children followed, a perfect family life for 13 years, but it ended with the truth: she was gay. Quest of Truth, the book written by Julie Parrott. In 1988, Julie was recognized by the Women's Register for a contribution to the Northern Territory community. In 2000, awarded the Australian Sports Medal, and 2011, awarded the Chief Minister's Medal for outstanding service to the public sector. As a mother to three daughters, Julie spent most of her adult life in the Northern Territory of Australia, playing and coaching tennis and taking an active role in the delivery of public policy. It was during this time Julie also gave spare time to assisting members of the community in writing their heartfelt thoughts for special occasions. In 2011, Julie, along with her partner and beloved pets, moved to Queensland's Sunshine Coast. She now spends her time penning anecdotes, traveling, and sharing her life with her partner, daughter, six grandchildren, and her good friends. Julie remains committed to helping people put into words the stories they have to tell, believing it is the honest battlers from the suburbs who have some of the most sensitive, interesting, and fascinating tales to share. She shares the story of Donna in her book, Quest of Truth. And back with us on This Week in America is Julie Parrott. Julie, welcome back to the program. Great to have you back with us once again.
Thank you so much, Rick.
It is always a pleasure to talk with you. Right now, you can brag about the weather in Australia because you've got spring going into summer and we've got fall going into winter where we live here, but you've got the best weather down there. I'll be envious of you for the next few months. It's a pleasure to have you back on the program. And I mentioned sort of the basis for the story with Donna, which really moved you, and you really wanted to write the story so she could share it and help others. Talk about your introduction to Donna. Where did you first meet Donna and hear her story?
Well, I first met Donna at a party. It was through a friend. And like all parties, there's conversations in groups of people. And I overheard a conversation between Donna and another person. And she was explaining about her life. And she was explaining in some form how she got to be the person she was, which was she was a nun and she had been married and she still had five children, and yet she had decided that her life actually lived with being married to or being the partner of another woman. And I was a bit taken back by her story. I hadn't ever heard someone so honest and forthright with such an amazing story to tell. So I overheard her and listened to her, and afterwards introduced myself. And over a period of months, we sort of developed a friendship. And it was then that she explained that with her five children, although her children knew of her, some part of her journey, they knew, didn't really know the detail, and they didn't know why it had happened. So I offered to write her story. And it was not only for her. It proved to be a bonus on a number of levels. One, it was therapeutic, and many times she had to stop. She was too emotional. Two, it helped her children to understand where she came from. But three, it's an opportunity to help other people who are traveling the same pathway, who at some time in their life have come across the decision that maybe their chosen path is not really where they need to be. So I guess that over those three levels, one is personally to help Donna, help her children, but mainly it's to help other people, because there's many people going through similar situations and don't know where to turn or have difficulty in coming to grips with honesty.
Yeah, and it has to be difficult when they probably think they're on an island. It's sort of them alone fighting this particular problem when there are others that have going through that as well. And what this started off not really as a grand book venture, did it? It started off as sort of almost a journal of Donna to share with her family and friends to talk about this journey that she was on and how she arrived at the truth.
Well, yeah, Rick, and it was interesting as we went through the process. As I said, she became quite emotional at times. And it wasn't until we actually finished the story that she said, do you know, she said, I never gave a thought to this being able to help someone until I went through this now with you. And she said, suddenly I've realized that I've gained strength from talking it through. I've gained strength from revisiting some of the really difficult times. And I've gained strength by believing that this can actually help someone else. Whereas before we started that journey of writing, she hadn't given a thought to helping anyone else. It had been very insular to her. It had been only her looking at her. All of a sudden, this opened the opportunity to share with others. And I think that's a great outcome for having the writing process. I think it's fabulous that it was only going through and revisiting her journey that opened up her world to help others.
The book we're talking about is The Cost of Truth. Julie Parrott is the author. Her website is juliekparrott, parrott.com. Book's available at Amazon, at BookVenture. You can link on directly to Julie's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. As you're talking with her and you decide you're going to write the story, talk about your approach to doing it, because you do it with great sensitivity. And you hold back the drama. I would think some authors would want to go in and maybe spice it up a little bit and make it marketable in that sense. You really treated her as a person and did it, as I say, with great sensitivity. Talk about your writing process, how you went about doing this and delivering her message without being overly dramatic.
Oh, look, that's a really good point, Rick. I could have made this book quite sleazy, and I could have added to it in such a content that it had the drama, that it had the interesting facets that people get imbued in when they read a story of another person's life that they can't lead. But that wasn't what I wanted. This had to be what really transpired. This had to be the truth. And it's no good adding to some story and making something out that didn't really happen. I mean, I could have put some excellent words in there to have made the book, as I said, more wild in its reading. But that's not the way we wanted it. We wanted it to be truthful. We wanted the pain to come through, the hurt, the concern, the confusion, and they are the things that affect all of us in life. We often get confused. We find there's too much weight on our shoulders. We can't make the decisions. We don't know where to turn. They are the things that affect everyone day to day. It's not the sleaze. It's not the enticement. It's not the excitement. It's about what really happens. And sometimes what really happens is not something that a lot of people find entertaining. But it's life, and it's true, and it's real, and it hurts. And that's where we wanted to come from. We wanted to be where the pain was, where the confusion, when you wake up of a morning and you think, am I going to say this today? Am I going to do it today? Will it be today? No, I don't think I can. I'll put it off to tomorrow. That's what really happens in real life. And that's where we went. And the sensitivity was, I wanted her to feel it. I wanted her to revisit those moments. I didn't want to add to it. I didn't want to put my thoughts behind it. That was her story. And when I write, Rick, that's what I like to do. I don't want to add my view, my dimensions, and my thoughts to it. I want to make it the person's story themselves. It's got to be theirs.
Exactly.
It's not mine.
Exactly. Yes. And you're just sort of the messenger, the listener, and then you transcribe and put it into a book that will serve the purpose of making Donna feel good about herself, sort out the situation, and help other people that face a similar situation. Let's talk a little bit about that, the transformation that she goes through. She's a deeply religious person, obviously, deeply committed to the family. I'm saying almost a perfect life, it seemed like, but she just was not happy. How difficult was it for her to face the truth that maybe it seemed on the outside like life was fine, but she knew she was living a lie that really wasn't who she was? How difficult was that for that transformation till she gets to the point of being able to admit it and speak the truth?
Oh, look, You could put yourself in the picture of having a close relationship with your God, of having a relationship with your mother, that you wanted to keep your mother happy. You wanted to be the person she wanted you to be. Then you look at her husband, who she thought she loved, and maybe she did love. Love has a lot of dimensions. Then she looked at the five children she'd brought into the world. And in all of that, the pain was just, she couldn't contain her honesty and live the life of a lie. But the pain of hurt was just overbearing. The pain of hurt, the tears that she cried did not depict the hurt that she went through. Look, there's a lot of people who find it very difficult to face the truth. Sometimes we skirt around the truth, and sometimes we tell white lies to save someone from hurting. Donna didn't do that. She actually faced the truth in a situation where it alienated her mother, it hurt her husband, her eldest daughter, who was about 12 at the time, was just so angry. Her other children were distressed. I mean, you imagine facing that. That's a very tough yes. time. There's plenty of people that live a lie and go along with it. But Donna actually grabbed it and said, I can't live a lie anymore. I can't face my God every day. I was a nun. I can't live a lie. And I am going to have to work through this hurt. And for years, she lived in a cloud of pain, a cloud of questioning, did I do the right thing? But she's come through that. So her transformation from pain and from confusion to pain to finally finding that this is the life she has. And by the way, she has built a fabulous relationship with her ex-husband. And he now is a very avid supporter of her, and her children are close to her. She's very close to her grandchildren. She has a wonderful partner. So dealing with the truth was the best thing she could have done. But to get to the truth and to live the truth, you have to go through pain. And there was no other way around it. And she took that on, and she faced it, and she dealt with it. And yes, it caused a lot of hurt in her life. But look at the end result. She's a very strong woman now. Yes, she's battling her health, but she's a strong woman who knows that what she did was right, and so does her family. So that speaks volumes, I think.
Cost of Truth is the book we're talking about. Julie Parrott, our guest in the program, the author, coming to us from Australia, back on the program. Her website is juliekparrott.com. Book available the usual places. You'll find it at bookventure.com at the bookstore. Information you'll find at Julie's website. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to Julie's website, get information on the book, and order the book there as well. The title is Cost of Truth. Talk a little bit about after she basically says, hey, this is who I am. I need to be true to myself. The repercussions, because she really wanted, obviously, understanding from the people that she loved. Talk about the consequences, the actual cost of truth.
Well, one of the biggest costs, of course, was that her mother would never accept the fact of her leading a life, leaving her husband and leading a life of living with a woman. And her mother was someone that Donna admired, respected, and loved. And right at her mother's dying bedside, her mother still didn't accept it. Her mother just believed that she wanted Donna to be a happily married woman with five children. And that was, I think, Donna's, that's the greatest cost to Donna. I think that losing or probably alienating her mother for so long was the biggest cost in her life. Yes, she heard her husband. Her husband now has accepted Donna for who she is and has accepted the fact that she was truthful. So, you know, the cost to Donna has been a long process of pain and confusion, alienating her children, alienating her mother, and probably losing the respect of a lot of her friends. Now, her friends have returned. Her friends hold her dear, and she has a wonderful group of people who are supporting her through her health. But the cost was really her mum, her marriage, and so many years lost with her children. And that can never be recovered. But at the end of the day, one has to say, what is more important in life? Is it living a lie and covering up, or is it living the truth and dealing with it? And I don't think that there is any other answer other than living the truth and dealing with it.
Society changes. Let's talk a little bit about where we are in 2018 and where Donna was as this was evolving. Do you think in 2018 it would be easier to admit the truth, to realize who you are and come forward with society's attitudes changing, than it was maybe 15, 20 years ago?
Oh, absolutely, Rick. Absolutely. I mean, here in Australia, we had we've now got marriage equality for a start. I mean, years ago, people were discriminated against for being, as they said, homosexual.
Yes.
People were discriminated against for even being different. Today, we are part of society. For anyone who is in a same-sex relationship, a same-sex marriage, we're part of life. We're human beings. And Donna is a very caring woman who has given much to the nursing industry, who's given much to supporting a lot of people who are going through pain and illness. She is extremely supportive of other families. So yes, today it would have been a lot easier. In the years in the 60s when Donna was faced with her dilemma, it was tough times. It same-sex marriage, same-sex relationships were frowned upon. In fact, I mean, there were names that were called to people who had those relationships which aren't particularly nice or friendly. It was not something you wanted to own up to. And so the courage that she showed in doing it at that time was immense.
And I ask that question partly because if some younger person is listening to the program and wondering, well, that shouldn't be that difficult. It happens all the time. We're talking about a different time when Donna was dealing with this. You're right. And in fact, it sort of comes rushing back what people went through during this period. And maybe in a way how far we've come that I think maybe you a little bit further than we have here in the States, but the acceptance of that. So we are making, in fact, let me ask you that. I think we're making strides in the right direction. Are we going fast enough, do you think?
Oh, well, look, we're talking about politics as well here. I think change has to be in this way, has to be done slowly. People have to learn to accept. Many years ago, I can remember my mother making disparaging comments about anyone who was in a same-sex relationship. Really disparaging comments. Now, that was when I was 14, 15, 16. I'm not telling you how old I am now, but I'm a lot older than that. My mother now at 93 is very accepting and supportive of anyone in a same-sex relationship. But that's taken years. It's taken a long time for my mother to get to that point, and she's a fairly smart woman. So change can't happen quickly. People have to learn to work with it and live with it and understand. And, you know, the young people around today might say, well, yes, it's accepting out there. Workplaces aren't allowed to discriminate. But they've still got a mum and dad, or they've got a carer, or they've got someone in their life that they're close to who may not have made that move, who may not be at that point. And that's a very personal decision to try and sit down with a parent, a carer, grandparent, someone who's close, who may not have made the move, who may not have made the change, because you're going to upset that person. And that becomes personal and that becomes painful. So yes, on the whole, I think the change has been made. How slow it's got to go, I think it does have to go slowly. I don't think it's still there yet. I think some people are still uncomfortable, and they always will be. Maybe the next generation will grow up in a way in which they are able to face these differences in life much more openly and much more acceptingly. But certainly I wouldn't relish quick change. I think quick change brings problems.
Well, it's an interesting point as you're talking there. You can't legislate a father to love his daughter. That has to be organic. That has to be there. It has to be real. And I understand exactly what you're saying. And I guess maybe it is generational when you get a group of younger people that are more accepting. Then society will move in that direction. We've got a couple minutes left in the program, but one review says, must read for anyone who is living a life that is not genuine. What Donna is doing, what you are doing with Donna, is really touching lives all around the world and letting people know the importance of honesty, of being true to themselves. That has to be quite rewarding that you took this story and you turned it into something that's very positive, inspirational, motivational for many people around the world.
Oh, Rick, I just admire anyone who has courage and is brave enough to face tough decisions. We all shy away at times from something that's not going to bring us instant joy. We're an instant society. We like to say we like to be liked, we like to be wanted, and we want to be loved. Sometimes the decisions we have to make in life mean that at some period of our time, that's not going to happen. So I admire Donna and I have great respect, and I'm very thankful that I was, and I feel a privilege to have been part of sharing a story of someone who has faced a tough time, dealt with it and moved on, and is now very, very grateful for having made that time decision and in her life.
Julie Parrott, our guest on This Week in America, coming to us by Skype from Australia, the book Cost of Truth. Julie has the website Julie K. Parrott, PARROTT.com, information there. You can order it there as well. You can go to bookventure.com in the bookstore. You'll find it Amazon as well. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to Julie's website and get information. Julie, as always, a pleasure to have you on the program. I really admire what you do, and you do so many good deeds, and it's just a pleasure to talk with you again and have you on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Rick. It's so good to be able to talk about someone that I have respect and admiration for, and thank you for the opportunity.
It is our pleasure, and you enjoy summer while we shovel snow, and we'll stay in touch and we'll go from there.
Okay.
Thank you for joining us. Julie Parrott, our guest on This Week in America. You can link on directly to Julie's website, get information on her book by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.